ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter Number 19 and Text Number 21. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yavanto Vishayas Prishtha Trilokyam Ajitendriyam Na Shaknuvantite Sarve Pratipurnaitam Nrupa Sri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, Yavantaha, as far as possible, Vishayaha, the objects of sense enjoyment, Prishthaha, pleasing to anyone, Trilokyam, within these three worlds, Ajita Indriyam, a person who is not self-controlled, Na Shaknuvanti, are unable, Te, all those, Sarve, taken together, Pratipuritam, to satisfy, Nrupa, O King. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Personality of God had said, O my dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. The material world is an illusory energy to deviate the living entities from the path of self-realization. Anyone who in this material world is extremely anxious to get more and more things for sense gratification. Actually, however, the purpose of life is not sense gratification, but self-realization. Therefore, those who are too addicted to sense gratification are advised to practice the Maistik Yoga system or the Ashtanga Yoga system consisting of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara and so on. In this way one can control the senses. The purpose of controlling the senses is to stop one's implication in the cycle of birth and death. As stated by Rishabhadeva, Nonam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Yadendriya Prita Apnoti Na Sadhu Manya Yat Atmanoyam Asannapi Kleshadas Asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he had already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 5th Chapter, 4th Verse. According to Rishabhdev, the human being in this material world are just like madmen engaged in activities which they should not perform, but which they do perform only for sense gratification. such activities are not good because in this way one creates another body for his next life as punishment for nefarious activities. As soon as he gets another material body, he is put into repeated sufferings in material existence. Therefore, the Vedic culture or the Brahminical culture teaches one how to be satisfied with possessing the minimum necessities in life. To teach this highest culture, Varnashram Dharma is recommended. The aim of Varnashram division, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, is to train one to control the senses and be content with the bare necessities. Here, Lord Vamanadeva is an ideal brahmachari, refuses Bali Maharaj's offer to give him anything he might want. He says that without contentment, one should not be happy even if he possesses the property of the entire world or the entire universe. In human society, therefore, the Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture and Vaishya culture must be maintained, and people must be taught how to be satisfied with only what they need. In modern civilization, there is no such education. Everyone tries to possess more and more, and everyone is dissatisfied and unhappy. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore establishing various farms, especially in America, to show how to be happy and content with minimum necessities of life and to save time for self-realization, which one can very easily achieve by chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yavanto Vishaya Prishtha Stri Lokyam Abhijitendriyam Na Shaknavanti Te Sarve Pratipuraitam Nrupa. The personality of God had said, my dear king, even an entirety of whatsoever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. This is the most primary teaching, but it is the ultimate teaching in one's life. It is so simple to understand, but it is so difficult to put in practice. Because anadir bahirmukha, anadir bahirmukha, Krishna bahirmukha jiva. Krishna is not remembered. And so the jiva is eccentric. Means he is looking towards the other end only, which is completely oblivion. But under the false enjoying that the jiva has contemplated, it's called the jiva is said to be Purusha in imitation of the original Purusha, Lord Shri Krishna. Purusha means enjoyer. And this Purusha Buddhi is both in male and female. So within the capacity of the senses, they want to squeeze out every drop of enjoyment. Still, there is no satisfaction, no end to it. The civilization and the progress towards more and more sense gratification is epitomized by revolution, industrial revolution, to produce the amenities simply by attraction of the five senses. The objects of sense gratification themselves are the breeding ground for miseries. So that is a cardinal principle, and we do not think, because we forgot Krishna, we think this whole material world is at my disposal, and whatever I can work hard to make a different standard than my surrounding. So I will be the enjoyer, aham bhogi, aham, whatever we think only for our own individual sense gratification. Never care that human society is an integrated community which depends upon each other. They recognize secondary, not primary. Primary is sense gratification for the self. So the overall progress is in distress, and that is causing the dissolution. When we rush into the fire like moths, because we are attracted by the glare of sense gratification, and it consumes us. There is no liberation, there is no thinking. Many think that you can have everything, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, stay wherever you are. So I can stay in that position of earning and try to provide. I may become Bill Gates, but I want to remain Krishna conscious. At what extent it will help? The risk factor is more to get to be more downgraded rather than uplifting ourselves. Because material nature, and the three modes of material nature, it's exposing its real nakedness to strip us off from the enjoyment spirit. Most in Kali Yuga, it is mode of ignorance is more prevailing than any other modes. And we waste all our passionate nature to acquire as much as we have and to enjoy or get a satisfaction of having something, even though you may not utilize for sense gratification. This creates a kind of antagonistic purpose of life. The purpose of life is to get liberated, at least human form of life, is to get liberated from our previous conditioning that we are bringing in, and yet we have to work hard for addition of this life's sense gratification. So attachment, whether it is gross or subtle, that is going to put us into a kind of ignorance. So more ignorance is prevailing than the reminder. Prabhupada said here, only chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will bring us to the point of our reality, and then our eyes will be opened, and then we will have to work hard in austerity with a voluntary understanding and try to put into practice. But as long as we start looking for the comfort, even in brahmachari life or sannyas life, looking at other grasta life that we are allowed to do this, and so the false purusha in oneself becomes more aggravated. So in the rat race of competition, what we call in the modern world, industrial civilization is a killing civilization, Prabhupada often calls it, that they are going to produce artificial means of attraction which are not necessary even. Here Prabhupada quotes Rishabdev Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Pramatta means maddened. This madness of becoming so happy even in this life. And in Kali Yuga, nobody follows the regulative principles of happiness which are described in the Vedas. They don't have time to read it. But there are the guidelines that simultaneously you may be able to fulfill your desires, but these desires are not to be for sense gratification. Kamasya nendriya pritir labho jivita yavata. As long as you live, our desires should not be geared on indriya priti, means sense enjoyment. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa means the inquisitiveness about the reality of oneself, real self. That is the purpose of desires. If our desires do not include the purpose of knowing our reality, then what is the point of execution of such desires? And work hard like an ass. There is no other activity recommended in the Shastra. Naschi is the karma bihi. Our engagement in the working methods should not have any other application other than to inquire about our reality. There is no other purpose. But we see Lord Krishna is not leaving any point just like any stone unturned. He covers all the facets of life and gives the instructions just to control the senses. Bali Maharaj was thinking that now he has acquired every inch of the universe.
So it is his. This possessiveness of the demoniac family was inherited. But nonetheless, even after getting into that kind of thing, he knew by the grace of Prahlad Maharaj about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and make his life perfect. His father did not teach him, but grandfather was at his side. And there was a special bond between the grandchild and the grandfather. Because the father naturally gets old. And all the good teachings of his youthful life is now going to come to the practice with a resolve. When one retires from activities, one should not retire without resolve. With a resolve, and resolve should be in favor of Lord Shri Krishna and surrender towards him. Therefore, in Varnashram system, the Vanaprastha has been given, and we have to establish Vanaprastha Ashram. The ashram is there, very disciplined system, and in ISKCON that ashram has not yet well established. There's a specific introduction, and Jayadev Swami, my god brother, he was insisting that we should look into that because it's a very weak application. That person has to retire and to make all the teachings at work in this particular ashram. It is difficult, but Krishna has given this particular time period for our preparation towards liberation. Prabhupada has invited especially the older folks, the Vanaprasthas, to come and stay in Vrindavan and prepare for their life. Yes. Not the young, especially the girls. No. Even the boys, that way. The education system has to be applied in this particular way to establish and provision is there, but yet many of the old folks, do not prefer to stay in Vrindavan because they have attachment. In karmi life or even in devotional life, when householders are active, they are abroad, they need babysitters. So who they will target? The old folks. Their parents, they will have to come and babysit. And they are so much exasperated that in one sense there is a duty. But they are in Vanaprastha. Where is the Vanaprastha duty? And family men, they should think of that. That should give some leave of absence rather than engage them in babysitting. Waste of time. The mother is there. But mother will be there after when the father is going to travel and preach in sannyasa ashram. Mother will be there. She may do later on, but not right away. One must prepare for Vanaprastha Ashram. So both husband and wife are supposed to travel and place a pilgrimage and make themselves ready to get detached. That detachment takes hell of a time. And Krishna has avoided at least 25 years of that. So panchashat vanam gachet, after 50 years one has to retire, but half of the time of the Vanaprastha is taken by the government itself, and you cannot retire, but you can voluntarily retire. But no, I have not made enough money. That is another point. One should live simply, so he will not have problem. But one who has uncontrolled senses, and the senses are so impetuous that they are never going to be satisfied. So those who are uncontrolled, whether they have so much possession, they want to give in charity or whatever, just like Bali Maharaj, they are forgetting one thing, that will not help the soul. They are forgetting the most important duty. He thinks, now I have possession of everything, and this boy is a foolish boy. He is asking only 3 paces of land, and he's going to be satisfied with that. However he may take. But Prahlad was there in front of him to make a deliberate effort. So on one side Shukracharya was there, on other side Prahlad was there. Prahlad was the guiding principle. The guiding principle should be there, and one has to always remember that we cannot forget these teachings. We have to implement. So it is very important that even though the guidelines are there, one may not take sannyas in Kali Yuga because it's forbidden. But for preaching purposes, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has re-implemented. Even Ramanuja Sampradaya knows about sannyas is forbidden in Kali Yuga. But nonetheless, they are becoming sannyas. It's also a risky. Yes, it will be risky when the senses are uncontrolled. It will be risky. But one who is determiningly, want to take up the responsibilities of the ashram, then one may be committed. But the guru's order is very important, to make not definite progress for one's life. Sometimes people anticipate, even in sannyas ashram, oh, because I have taken sannyas, everybody will be worshipping me. Where is the detachment? So, the danda is the chastising rod, but it is with the commitment of manasa, vacha, karmana, dedicated the jiva, and tied up with the 12 granthis of the bamboo, and he has to carry. So the idea is that sannyas has to be taken for the commitment, and we are not the body, and we should not treat the body for the sense enjoyment. It is not a medium of sense enjoyment anymore. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, balo na khaibo, balo na penbo. What? Never eat good palatable dishes and do not wear flashy clothes. The most hated color is supposed to be the saffron. But is this saffron?
Something
nearing saffron. In USA and everywhere, they love our color. They say, oh, peach color, it's lovely color. Then it reminds, oh my God, lovely color. They won't give up even the peach color to be set aside. But we have to. But the idea is that people will try to make anything as an excuse to continue sense gratification. Yes, definitely. So it's very important that we need to live simply, without any aspirations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye. These are the pitfalls of degradation. So dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavitam means glorification. One should not desire. So, nonetheless, people who are ignorant or knowingly they want to remain ignorant because the sweetness of sense gratification, however it is temporary, but the taste is good, but it is like eating sweet rice mixed with sand. You will never enjoy. The desire of sweetness is for enjoyment, but it will never enjoy because the sand is there. The miseries are embedded within that enjoyment. And foolish people cannot realize. So, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Now, vikarma means any activity, whether beneficial, non-beneficial, but they are binding, they are not wanted. These activities should be forbidden. Like Lok Sangra or what we call the philanthropic activities are also not essential. Rather preaching and treating everybody as a devotee by feeding them prasadam and bring them to Krishna consciousness is most important activity. A person cannot live without food, right? How long he will live? So they get more or less, but at the same time it's a matter of management rather than feeding the people. When you mismanage, and they are not getting. But then we are supposed to feed only within 10-mile radius of the temple. So, and by bringing them to the temple, feed them and show them the atmosphere of happiness created in the temple, centering Krishna, all the activities that will automatically control our senses. Who says we are not eating opulent prasadam? We are eating opulent prasadam. But at the same time, we are reminded of Krishna, our obligation and our service to Him all the time. That is the most primary activity. So Srila Prabhupada wanted this kind of activity, but one has not to necessary to go out of that instruction and take unnecessary risk, right, of engagement. McDonald's billions and billions they advertise, right, and we also advertise. We think we are feeding prasadam, but it's so much mechanized. There is no love and devotion factor is most minimized in midday meal. We can't make them chant Hare Krishna. Now over and above they want to us to feed eggs. Now what is the square? It's coming to the square one. I had Madhu Pandit agree to pay money for buying the eggs, but they will not feed. We'll release the money. So you purchase and you feed. Implications are there because Prabhupada's instructions are plain and simple. Prabhupada never said that, okay, make mechanized feeding program. Anyway, it's helping to get government approval a little bit. And we are forced to follow in the same direction because somebody got Padma Bhushan, the highest gallantry award, not gallantry, but a social service award. So anyway, the idea is that the result should be Krishna consciousness. How much promotion are we making? So the pramatta kurute vikarma. Pramatta means maddened. Vikarma means the karmas which are not suggested to perform. Jada indri pritri, for the purpose of dead senses. If we can't implement, give Krishna consciousness to them, then what is the use of this program? Simply to satisfy the dead senses. Senses themselves have consciousness. The shakti, chit shakti is in the senses, and that is not being purified. It's the transcendental potency of chit shakti that makes person aware through the senses, and senses must know the purpose of this particular chit shakti, by which we will realize ourselves. We will realize Krishna, our eternal relationship. Instead of that, we feed the dead senses made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, Panchamahabhut, and Trigunas are there. So senses are Rajoguni. They simply want sense gratification and they will never satisfy. So Prabhupada mentions that Ashtanga Yoga is supposed to control the senses. That is the main purpose. Then and then you can have dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Otherwise not. But Krishna conscious process is a direct application for purifying the senses, and transform into dhyana, dharana and samadhi. You do not have to make artificial means. This is the yoga system. The purpose of yoga system is to have pure conception on the personality of Godhead, and then you meditate, and then you come on the equilibrium platform or the equal platform of Vishuddha Sattva. So where these three modes are going to act? You are transcending the even mode of sattva gun to par sattva and vishuddha sattva. Brahma is teaching us. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunya tad vishaya vedavitaya mana sattvavalambi par sattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadhi purusham tamam bhajami. So this the entire process is not justifiable to do so-called welfare activities. Prabhupada is not for it. In any way, so it turns into vikarma. We think we are doing good karma because government has a problem to manage and control the poverty. So okay, let's do. But for devotees, is a sort of vikarma. Because it is aimed at jadindri priti, and we are not allowed to preach, we are not allowed to chant Hare Krishna in front of them, we are not allowed to do anything of Krishna consciousness. Moreover, now they are telling feed eggs. So, na sadhu manye atmanoyam, for the soul it is not beneficial. That Rishabhdev is telling. For the soul, atmanoyam, for our soul it is not beneficial. Why? Because asatapi kleshada asadeha. The deha is asat, temporary, and made up of material elements. And they are bound to give you klesha, miseries. So, this is an important lesson. In conclusion, those whose senses are uncontrolled, they will not be satisfied if you give the entire kingdom that of this universe that you have now taken. You can give it to me, but it will not be satisfying. If you give me 3 paise of land, that is enough, because my senses are controlled. Krishna's senses are always in control. But your senses are not in control. That's why you off the demoniac mentality, usurp the properties of the demigods. And now you want to become charitable? Okay. I will go reverse way. I need only 3 paise of land. And Bali Maharaj was thinking, look at that. He's foolish. Get more, Prabhu. Think again. I give you another chance. Get more. So it will last for your entire life. So, for those who are senses are in control, nothing can satisfy of the 3 worlds. Nothing can satisfy. So the demoniac, they got the lesson that Krishna was telling all the demons, yes, you are always remaining dissatisfied because you are sense gratifiers. You have no other purposes. For sense gratification, you can become envious and take away the demigod's property. So I have come here just to get 3 paise of land because I am satisfied. I don't need your entire one. Are you ready to give? Krishna can take away in one step everything. By putting a head on, a foot on the head of Bali Maharaj, that was the 3rd step. He could have done in 1 step and taken all the property also, wherever he stood, and all the demigods, and the demons, including Shukracharya, would be pushed into the sutal stage then. So, but 3 spaces are enough. Because the reason has been given that 3 planetary systems are there in a universe. Alright? This happened in the middle planetary system. Alright? So he has to let the lower planets go. right? Because he has to give some residence for the demons. So lower planetary system. But he took away the Svargaloka up to, and then second was the entire firmament that was surrounding, you know, the universe. And the third step was important. So we have to understand that the body is not a place of enjoyment, it is not for happiness. Yet, because the soul is by nature happy, he is trying to look in the immediate surrounding, that is called the body, and external surrounding, the house, and then the society. And it starts from Sri Opunsan Maithuni Bhavam Etat Tayorap Ahur Radaya Grantis Ata Griha Kshetra Aptavittahi Janasya Mohoyam Aham Ameti. He thinks everything is expanding because of me, and this is the process and survival of the fittest, because everybody is thinking that way and they are crossing each other and compete with their sense gratification. America thinks that nobody can compete us in sense gratification. Plain and simple. We will go to the war if you try to interfere in our standard of happiness. That's the reason George Bush said. That's why he went to Iraq in 1992. Good. Anybody has any question? Krishna compromised? What do you mean by accommodated?
I said formulated it. I said Krishna formulated it.
No, okay. That's okay. Because the society is there already, when the population increases, society will be there. But according to Guna Karma is the formulation. Why Guna and Karma? The gunas, the karma is more affiliated to mode of passion. Alright? But Krishna has provided the energy so they can fulfill the desires. Everything is like kalpa vriksha, but they have to follow the rules and regulations given in Vedas. How to satisfy one's desire, but can't inflict. There are so many examples of, you know, sense enjoyment which was dissatisfying, like in Maharaj Yayati. The story will tell, but they were honest in their pursuit. So, without, you know, controlling the sense gratification. So for a grahastha, only wife was there. So Devyani her father put up the condition, Shukracharya put up the condition that you have to now, because he was cursed of defiling the promise and other things. But so he was told to exchange the youth of one of his sons if he wants to engage. Otherwise, the punishment was there. Honesty, the curse, and everything are good virtues in the bygone ages, but nonetheless they are binding. They were binding. But what we have to consider here, then Krishna has provided the system of liberations also. In Kali Yuga, only chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will afford liberation. So, we don't have to look into the intricacies, otherwise it is so much complicated. Our brain will be completely captivated and we will miss the opportunity to remain Krishna conscious. So better take the advice of the Yuga Dharma. Any other question? Yes.
Thank you so much. When was the perception of soul, and how I can get this direct perception of the soul? Because I know that with the time I cannot perceive this directly, you know, or what means this direct perception?
Chanting of Hare Krishna is the transcendental method. It directly perceived if you practice. It will purify all your all our material bondage and liberate us. Transcendental means beyond the effect of the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness. So that is the realm Hare Krishna Mahamantra gives us, right? So when we chant, we are in transcendental position. But when we don't chant, then so we have to make a regulated effort to keep on hammering ourselves that the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to purify. Are we getting purified or not? Right? Then naturally it will take its own toll, because we have been conditioned from time immemorial. Do you think it's that easy? But Prabhupada says, yes, it is easy for the easygoing person, complicated for complicated person. How much complicated are we in our sense gratificatory activities? That is the determination. So we have to chant Hare Krishna targeting those activities. They are the enemies. And we have to target the enemy, the most binding. And sex life is the most binding. That is the activity. So, other activities can be controlled simultaneously, but it won't require a separate effect. So, controlling the senses means if we control the sex life, then it's easy. Therefore, Krishna made the varnashram system. We have to follow, because it gives opportunity to keep us reminding of Lord Krishna if we follow the discipline of each ashram. That's the way to progress. Yes, can you pass on?
Krishna Maharaj. Thanks for nice class. Maharaj, during the class you said that Prabhupada said that old folks should come to Vrindavan and reside here and do spiritual practices. And you said that it is not good for young boys and girls to stay in town. My question is that what about the service? If the young generation comes and serves here, because service is also needed in town. So,
well, exception to the rule may be there, but there must be a required provision for the protection of the girls. Then there is no problem. If the provision is not there, then no. Even in the temple, we know from, I think, Lilamrita, this, in Delhi, when the temple was in Greater Kailash, when Mataji came, she was initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and husband was not. Husband beat her up, so she says, I want to take shelter. Prabhupada says, no. This is not your place. You are a married woman. You go and manage the affairs. Because you are protected by the husband. You will give up the protection of husband for a little conflict. There is more conflict there in the life. So then they, the second time she came, and Prabhupada said no. So, because one should not give up the protection. If somebody's father is making arrangement and to call a devotee girl of his to come inside, and if he's protecting, then it's okay. But how long he's going to protect? So therefore the Varnashram system is there and one should follow in all humbleness. It is desire that, okay, I will give up the all whatever entanglement, right? If I do not get married, then, but is there any provision for the protection of the body? Because the body is going to be a vehicle in service of Krishna. It has to be preserved, protected according to dharma. Exceptions may be there if somebody is there to protect all the time. But don't tell, Krishna will protect me and therefore I'm eligible. Like that. So, because otherwise we are violating Lord Krishna's arrangement. He created the four varnas and four ashrams. The system is there. He knows better. We may become Krishna conscious in early life even, but at the same time, it's not contradictory to think about the body. If body is going to be used in Krishna's service, but it has to be protected. And that's why the system of marriage was recommended.
And in general for youth, including boys, can they come and serve in town?
Actually, the training of the boys is much required. The training of the girls was to be done by the mother, or mothers combined, and they can do that. But they should not have a kind of gurukul. Kali Yuga, you know, is not sparing even our Gurukula. We have to go through so much trouble for the boys, then what to speak if the girls would be there?
No. It's all sense gratification. And he had to fight against this. And nobody was responsible. But ISKCON took the responsibility upon himself. Even the boys were risky. All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.